Now, here's the thing. Karen, you started talking about our rights and how they're being, impinged upon. So, impinged upon and infringed otherwise. So, what are the rights that come to mind when you talk about, through the educational system, how our rights are being compromised?
Well, parents have a right to direct the education of their children. That's been upheld by the Supreme Court. Parents' right over their child, I think, is, one of the ultimate rights that we have. And we say all the time that our rights are inalienable, which means, and a lot of people don't think about what that means. It means that we can't be separated from them. It means that they cannot pass laws, no matter, even if the majority agrees, they cannot pass a law that violates our rights. They're passing laws, they're convoluting our school system with this fake choice agenda in order to take away all of our choices so that we're ultimately stuck with just the government choice. At that point, you have nowhere else to go for education. You're not directing your child's education anymore.
All right, let me ask you this then. Amplify that. What are the choices supposed to be? And are these choices just illusional? Is it just the illusion of choice, but there's really not any choice there? I mean, what choices are we wanting, and what choices are we not going to get?
We have the choice. You can send them to a public school. You can send your children to a private school. You can homeschool. In our state, I don't know if that's true in all states, but in Louisiana, you can homeschool. What they're attempting to do is convolute with public-private partnerships the public school system, and calling charter schools public schools, where it's literally being run with public dollars by a private organization. They have their own board of directors that is not answerable to the public that runs the school. We can see what happens in New Orleans. New Orleans is now all charter school. These parents have nowhere to go if there's a problem with the school.
Now, let me stop you right there. What's the difference between a charter school and a public school?
They're run by a private organization. Basically, they're contractors, really. They're contracted with the state or with the district to run the school. They're allowed to operate outside of a lot of the laws in our state that apply to public schools. They are allowed to have admission standards. They are basically allowed to do, some of the contracts even say that they're allowed to, quote unquote, experiment with teaching methods and programs. So we also have rights to be free from, being a subject of an experiment or having our children be subjects of experiments. But that aside, we lose our voice because right now we have an elected board that we can go to. If we don't like what they're doing, we have elections. We can replace the board. If you don't like what your charter school's doing, there's no election. There's nowhere to go.
Gotcha.
You're stuck with the charter school. And the charter schools now really have the choice through, some of them are allowed admission standards. There are some that don't have admission standards, but once those schools get filled, there's no place else for the children to go. So there are literally, in New Orleans, children without schools. If the choice, the parents, they want to say that the parents have a choice, but the parents do not have a choice.
Historically, John, in America, our question has always been, when have we not had a choice? When have we not had a choice of how to educate our child? There's never been a time when I didn't have a choice and my husband didn't have a choice in how we were going to educate our children. We, could send them to our local public school. We could send them to, we could pay tuition ourselves and send them to a private school, or we could homeschool them. So that's one illusion that we need to dispel is that you know, we somehow don't have choice. We do have choice. What we don't have is tax-funded school choice. And that's really, when they say school choice, their agenda is actually to tax fund all choices in education. Because when that happens, mandates come. And those mandates, as we can see, are designed to standardize our children, no matter which set of standards are used. But it's always going to be the mandate to standardize. To standardize, the only way you know if you're doing it is to give assessments and to data track. Now, why would anyone want any of those three things? Our experience in Louisiana is that the purpose of all of this agenda, the tax-funded school choice agenda, is to fill workforce quotas for the business lobby in our state. And really, as time is marching on to the session, our new session's beginning next week, you know, pretty much they're not making too many bones about that. It's pretty evident.